Behind the Herald headlines with Darren Mann.
Most of the headlines made by Eastern Province Rugby of late have been off the field of play. It's almost possible to forget that the start of the new season is almost upon us. Coach Alistair Katsir joins us today to talk about team tactics and expectations. Alistair, thank you for your time. Give us a snapshot of where the team stands ahead of their first fixture in about a month's time. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning to the listeners. Darren, you know, a coach will always feel when it comes to the crunch time, like in the preseason, coming to your friendly and warm-up games, they need more time, you know. And but we're tracking well. We had a month from 18th November, just after my appointment, to the 18th of December before we closed, a four-week block of off-season work. And, you know, you in that phase, it was mostly trying to get the conditioning up to standard. So that's one thing that is still a bit lacking. And conditioning, you can't get right in one cycle. It takes 2-3 years to build a good, solid foundation with it. But I'm comfortable and happy where we are. So next year, there will be a big improvement in terms of the conditioning, getting stronger, getting faster, getting bigger in terms of that, you know. So, yes, this four-month block last year sort of laid the foundation. We started the 8th this year in Jan with our preseason, and I must say it's gone well. So also with the contracting there, and it's you know, with the semi-professional era, it's difficult for the guys to work and to play rugby. So we have a mixture of that. Some players work and play rugby, and then we have a couple of full-time blokes, you know. But that is also have gone all right, and we've got 28 signed players to date, and they've attended, you know, all the sessions. So it's really it's getting there. We are asking at this point in time, would I have thought that we would have been here? No, definitely not. I'm really satisfied with where we are.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, there are budget constraints, but talk to us about the players you've been able to contract. Who have we got of those and how many?
Yeah, look, because I don't know the bulk of last year's group, I haven't seen them play. Obviously, there's a core that have been contracted. When I got here, already 6 players have been contracted, and I've added to the group based on how they train, based on the one sort of contact sessions we've had with NMU. And obviously, you know, my philosophy is that I would like to contract local boys and you know, get an EP team from EP, you know, for EP. So when I bring in players, I first look at whether they come from PE, did they go to school in Eastern Cape, and bring those players back home, Darren. So that is the philosophy. So it's not always that you can get those players who are available. There are a couple of big names. I would like to mention it next week once they all here that will join the squad. But up until now, I've signed 3 players from outside Port Elizabeth, Darren. It's a Lucette prop, a 1 lock, and then a flanker. So the good news is, and I'd like to mention it at least, you know, on your program, Darren, is that our negotiations with CJ Fellerman is underway, and he's set to come back home for the SA Cup.
That really, really is good news. I recall his last season in Super Rugby, it might have been 2016 or so, he held the record for the most steals. So local boy coming back home certainly is good news.
No, 100%, Darren. And not just, you know, his expertise as an open side flanker, but just his experience and what he'll bring to the team will add a hell of a lot to the group, you know. I mean, he hasn't had a lot of opportunity to play for the Stormers. He's been playing, you know, with a lot of injuries. That is behind him now. So hopefully we can get CJ out on the field and play consistently for the EP team.
Locally, I know that you've been attending a lot of club rugby matches and keeping a close eye on club rugby. The National Gold Cup is on the way. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, Darren, it's always important to look at the depth in EP. We always had great talent, yeah. And I wouldn't want to, you know, build a team without our local boys. So it's important for me to engage with the club coaches, engage with and get more players, club players to the in the EP squad. So we've had a warm-up match for NMU, and they played against mostly club players, you know, which I then had an opportunity to have a look at. And I must say, there are a couple of guys who really put their hands up, and I've invited four of those players to the EP squad to join us, you know, for training us from next week. So, yeah, you would like to build something, but, you know, you cannot leave the club and the club talent, you know, outside of the process.
And Alistair, we unfortunately can't get away from the fact that there's been a lot of drama off the field of play for EP Rugby. How difficult has it made your job to get a team ready amidst all this boardroom uncertainty?
Yeah, look, it's quite distracting. But I think the key for me, Darren, is the philosophy of control, what you can control, and the things that you can't control, really just ignore that. I've got a vision with the players, and they understand where we're going to and what we want to achieve. So I want us to be persistent with that, and to be purpose driven, you know. And the boys know we've got to cut ourselves off the outside issues, and it shouldn't distract our development and our progress as a team. So that is one thing that I've been hammering on, and the players know their focus is on getting better as a squad and getting ready for the SA Cup competition. I just would like, you know, there's so much potential in this union. There's so much rugby intelligence. When these guys start to put all the arrows in one direction, you know, it can be really become a good force here in the Eastern Cape again.
NMU, we need to get them back into the Varsity Cup, because that would be a major plus, wouldn't it?
100%. If you look at Stormers Western Province, you talk Marties and you speak about UCT, and see how many of those players have made it to the top there, and even to up to national level, you know. Therefore, it's important for us to help and align with NMU to make sure they get to play Varsity and a Cup and not Varsity Shield, you know. I've deliberately had training sessions with them to see the depth. I know Coach David Manuel very well, and it's just great to see, you know, former NMU players training against the current NMU players. You know, we've got about 8 to 10 players who were there at NMU over the past couple of years, and it was so great to see how they enjoyed the combined sessions, and the NMU players really see Shepherd, but now the EP coaches are having a closer look at us. So look, there's a future for us here. Should we perform well, we can play ourselves in the EP team, and I've already identified 3 to 4 of those players that could, after Varsity Shield, be brought into the EP squad, and that's the pathway that I think one I would like to create in the Eastern Province, you know, and not just, but from school through our EP junior structures, under 19 Varsity Cup, under 21 EP squad, and every rugby player in the Eastern Cape should feel. But you know, I'd rather want to stay in Eastern Province, because I can see there's a clear pathway. If I do my bit, I can get to play Currie Cup for EP.
Do you have any words for a fan base that might be feeling a little tired and a little disillusioned? There have been so many false dawns over the years. What can they realistically expect from their team this year, Alistair?
Darren, you know what? I am a believer of not over-promise and under-deliver. I can tell them, you know, from the bottom of my heart that I put in my life into this thing to make sure we turn the ship around. If you just look at how Sunrisers, Eastern Cape, what they mean to the sporting public in PE.
Yeah.
You know, that is what you hope and want for EP Rugby as well. And I don't know how respected this union was in the past, you know. And that's my dream, to make sure that we get our people back. I will make sure, Darren, that at least we build a competitive team. It's not going to be a one-year project, but I know we will make sure that we give them the best coaching that we can get, and put together, you know, a team that can go out there and make the people proud, you know. And it's nice to see the fans are proud of their team supporting, representing EP, you know. And that's a dream, Darren. So we are really giving our all, and I think I've got a good a vibe in the squad at the moment. There's a good feel, you know. I can just sense it. We're going on a training camp this weekend, Friday, starting Friday afternoon, Saturday, and we're closing on Sunday by lunchtime. So, you know, that talk about the culture and our leadership sort of program there, and clarity of the way we want to play. Those are the big topics that I want the players to participate in this weekend. And so when we get back after the training camp, there's two friendlies before we hit our first game. So really we're putting things in place to make sure that this team can deliver.
Let's take a look at the upcoming fixtures. Our SA Cup campaign begins on the 8th of March. We've got the Falker as our opponents. Alistair?
Yes, 100%. It's a big one, Darren, and big in the sense that it's the start of the competition. So it's an away game for us. The Falker would be tough up there, but for us, it's really making sure that we want to build momentum, you know, with the first one. So we want to go up there. We give ourselves a big chance. You know, it's the first game of the comp. Everyone still tries to sort of find their feet, but I'm happy with our prep, and I know the Falker, the way they play. So hopefully we can get the result there, Darren, and that will give us a hell of a lot of momentum going into the second one at home. You know, our first home game, which is a very, very tough one. But looking forward to the first one. Also to see how, the EP team do under different kind of pressure.
First home game is against the Pumas. As you said, it's a tough one.
Massive one. I mean, they've won Curry Cups before. They've got a big squad. They've got 12 long-term contracts that they signed with their players, you know, and they have been pinching lots of players from the Bulls and those kind of things. So they will definitely be a tough nut, Darren. But having said that, once you get that first W, you come home with a lot of confidence. You play at home. And then all of a sudden things start building, you know. So I'm hoping to do that. But look, we have to challenge ourselves. We have to see where we are. And that's the only way we can improve. So really going to be tough. And it's a great challenge for us, yes, that first one in PE.
We mentioned the fans. We've spoken about the players. How important is media support from your home base?
Darren, if you look at... all over, you know, in sport, you cannot do it without the media. It's important that there's a good partnership, relationship with the media. They got to know what is going on in the camp so that they can carry that message to the supporters and the fans. At the moment, it's been so quiet. I don't think the people know Eastern Province rugby still exists, or they've been busy. And therefore, media is massively important, Darren, and I would like to work closely with our media and make sure that, you know, all the bits and pieces that's happening, and quite an interesting development in our squad, you know, and they should be aware of that.
Well, you certainly got our support, Alistair. Wish our best of luck to the team and also to you in what's going to be a difficult job. And we will follow with close interest. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today.
Now, brilliant, Darren. Thanks for your support, buddy. Always appreciate that. And again, you know, we just want to go out there and make sure we make EP proud again as a rugby team, you know.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.